My friends, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, I've been a little out of commission because I've been at a work conference this whole time. I think it's incredibly important that we return to the realm of politics today. A, because I can't stand news. I just can't. I can't stand the news anymore. I can't stand the Trump show. I'm sorry. I can't stand Trump show anymore. I can't do it. Every day, it's something new, something that is just straight up exhausting. And the more I look at it, the more I just tune out of it. I mean, for goodness sakes, it's the holidays. But that's not why we're doing this show today. Today, instead of looking at how annoying the world is with... I got a little bit burned out of reality, as much as I hate to say it. This whole show is built upon understanding reality to the extent that you can then plan your life forward. That is what we talk about on this show. I give you some solutions to problems, some prescriptions, if you were. But at the same time, we need to really give a I don't like hope too much, because hope can be dangerous in extensive doses. But I do think it's incredibly important for us to discuss what we have as a foundation. Might ask, well, what do you mean by a foundation? I mean, what are the core beliefs you have? Let me switch this for a second to you who's listening to the show. What are some core beliefs you have? What it could be about politics, it could be religion, it could be relationships, it could be God, it could be anything you want. It could be about the environment, healthcare, I don't care what it is. But you have some kind of deeply held beliefs that you're passionate about. Maybe they were planted by your parents, maybe by teachers, maybe by a loved one, whatever it might be. We all have very important belief systems that we have. And I think it's incredibly important for us to discuss a little bit about how things should be, not necessarily how they are. I will address how things are. It's unavoidable. But I also think we need to focus on what things can be or should be just for a brief moment today. Not too much, just a brief moment. So that gives us a chance to move forward. I'll share something with all of you listening to the show today. I've been very reluctant to bring this up, but I'm going to do it anyway. I think I'm going to start looking into potentially running for public office. For me, I live in Idaho, and so I would love to run for a congressional seat. Not tomorrow, maybe probably not this cycle, but the one after, potentially. And the reason I say that is I'm tired of sitting on the sidelines, and I'm tired of having all these deeply held convictions that I air to all of you on the show, and I know you have some of them yourself. But I think it's time that I don't just sit behind the microphone, I don't just sit here and talk, but instead really want to advocate for change and expose the realities that we live in. I think one of the most disgusting things, and stop me if this sounds familiar, but all politicians do is promise hope and change. But they don't tell you about hope and change from what? Hope and change from what? So, you know what? In the spirit of talking about what things should be, as well as what they are, I want to share with you gentlemen and ladies listening to the show, my plan, my 30-point domestic plan to save America. Do you want to hear it? I know you're curious, at least a little bit. I will tell you. Number one on my list of plans, this is the domestic. There's international too, but I'm going to start with the domestic. And as I go down this list, you can pause or rewind or whatever you want to do, and you can decide whether you like or agree, or maybe you hate it and you disagree. But I'm going to leave it up to you, the audience of the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. And I'm going to start with number one on the list of my plan to save America. Number one, establish a flat tax of 15% regardless of tax bracket. Universal tax of 15%. Number two, reduce each federal government department in size by 3.5% each year, with a minimum reduction of 14% over 4 years, with the exception of the Department of Defense. Three, eliminate the Federal Department of Education and return the power to the states. Maybe you didn't know that, but the Department of Education was not something that's been around for a very long time. It's a relatively new department that's been added. Number four, SNAP is eliminated as a program and replaced with WASP, the Workers Assisted Sustenance Program, whose eligibility is contingent upon 80 hours a week of work and can only be used on food that is healthy, with the exception of people. The exception to this program are people who are self-inflictedly physically disabled. In other words, people who are so obese that they can't work. Nope, sorry, you don't get WASP. You cannot be a WASP recipient. Five, DEI criteria is federally illegal, and corporations must prove hires are based upon merit or suffer tax penalties. Six, abolish no-fault divorce with clear defined faults for grounds of divorce. Establish with a requirement of proof, and the guilty party who breaches the contract is to pay alimony and child support to the other party. How does that sound? You guys like that? I think that's a great idea. I think that's one of the best ideas I've heard ever. Wouldn't it be awesome if you couldn't just divorce someone, take half their stuff, and then bounce? And instead of you file for the divorce, regardless of who files, whoever's actually in the wrong, who cheated or who was abusive or whoever actually is the one who pays you, the one who's guilty pays, instead of who has, you know, the vagina most of the time, or the person who makes the most money. Doesn't that sound great? I like that plan. Next, revisit gay marriage. I think that was the Ferguson case. I could be wrong, but I think that's the one it was. With hopes of sending gay marriage as an issue back to the states. Eight, revisit the legality of prawn and as protected speech. I don't think we need smut. I don't think we need pornography. I think we need to get, that's, I don't believe that to be protected speech. I really don't. I don't think it's good. I think we gotta get rid of it. Nine, provide child subsidies for each child on a scaled basis for each married heterosexual couple that has a child. And they actually do this in the EU, by the way, in case you didn't know. 10, remove women from active combat positions in all branches of armed forces and increase the physical requirements for said roles. 11, that was the first 10. What do y'all think so far? You think it's a little too much of what should be and not reality? I think this list actually, once you hear every point, you realize why it's on said list. You realize why it's on this list to save America, because it's highlighting an uncomfortable reality that too many people are afraid to address. Let's go to number 11 on my 30-point list of the domestic policies. 11, all men and women who are on welfare are not allowed to vote or procreate until they are self-sufficient. 12, an abortion amendment is sent to the states to enshrine a woman's right to an abortion up to 12 weeks with a limit of 3 abortions per woman. Abortion is not birth control. You might say, Austin, how could you say that? I thought you were pro-life. I am pro-life, but here's the problem. We don't live in a world in which it's feasible to be pro-life. Let me explain why. Women outnumber men when it comes to voting, and they're way more politically active than we are. Let's just cut to the chase on that one. So instead of doing this BS of pushing the inevitable, what we're going to do is we're going to enshrine it into the Constitution, Bill of Rights itself, and then we're going to end the issue entirely. How does that sound? I think that's a good compromise. 13, veterans are all given a set amount of money each month with the minimum to be half their old monthly pay stub to help offset the anxiety and horrible things that they've suffered. 14, all service members are given a 20% raise across the board. 15, defense contractors, now this is an important one, cannot be related to any federal or state employee or officer. Nepotism will not be tolerated. The military industrial complex needs to be stopped. 16, the Bill of Rights shall not apply to non-citizens in courts of law. If applicable, use the UCMJ, the military justice system, to all criminal aliens, and they will be tried as enemy combatants. 17, Islam will be removed as a protected religion and instead classified as a political agenda like every other political agenda, and dual citizenship between American and Muslim countries will not be tolerated. You might ask me why that's necessary. Because it's a death cult. It is not a religion. It aims for Sharia law, which is religious law, which has no place in America. 18. Reform the family court system to be under the judicial branch instead of the executive branch of government. Oh, did you know that? You probably didn't know that, did you? You didn't know the family court was not under the judicial branch of government? Well, now you do. And it should be, with harsh penalties for perjury. And all these changes are made in the name of protecting the child. You may not know that about child support. It's not just the woman filing suit against you. It is the government on behalf of the child who is filing suit against you. We need to treat it as we treat any other court in this country with penalties for perjury. 19, decriminalize most drugs while increasing funding for the DEA. 20, political violence or advocation for violence, aka wolf whistling, by public figures will be held responsible for on an eye for eye basis for their rhetoric with substantial evidence required to support such claims. You might ask me, what does that mean? It means I'm sick and tired of these politicians saying, oh, we need to do something about the system. We should definitely rise up and be a disruptor. And then the whole city gets burned to the ground. Oh, well, I didn't say go and firebomb the... I didn't say to go and light things on fire. I didn't say that we should go inert people and do anything like that. But that's exactly what they wanted. But of course, well, I didn't directly say anything, so you can't say I said it because I just implied it. Yeah, we're getting rid of that. 21 out of my 30-point plan to save America domestically. 21, voter ID is mandatory federally, leaving enforcement and application to the states with fines for a lack to follow minimum enforcement. 22, enforce federal law trumping state law on all issues with a focus on immigration and sanctuary cities and or states. 23, impose term limits in the same way we have for the president for members of the House, Congress, and the Supreme Court. 24, encourage the FCC to tighten its grip on explicit or suggestive material that is accessible to children. 25, define the Eighth Amendment cruel and unusual punishment and have it not be a moving goalpost. In other words, it can allow us to actually use people as an example. 26, define communism and socialism as a domestic danger to America and place members of the Communist Party on watch lists. 27, eliminate all foreign aid for 2 years and use the money that would be allocated to foreign aid to fund a new professional Manhattan-style project for young Americans to help with our trades and everything else that Trump says that we don't have people to do. And anything we can't do, they can go to the H-1B visa people. They don't get first dibs. We get first dibs in our country. How does that sound? 28. Childcare will be subsidized on a limited basis to married heterosexual couples only. If the couple divorces, they lose this perk. 29. A religious test will be given to all immigrants in line. Why? Well, because we didn't you might think that because we believe in religious freedom that you should be able to just let anybody in. No. Originally, the system was designed to protect other Protestants from each other and from Catholics. It wasn't meant for people to scream Islamophobia down our throats every day of the week and then get away with every kind of shenanigans on earth. 30. Enshrine the freedom of speech on the social media platforms with strict firewalls. In other words, let people actually say what they're supposed to say while also not being able to scream fire in a crowded theater. How does that sound? You like that? I do. That's my 30-point domestic plan to save America. Now, I have international one. I have an international one as well. But what do you think thus far? You agree? Disagree? Like? Dislike? What do you think so far? I know I moved a little on the faster side, so I'm curious to hear what you have to say, but I really think that if we implemented that, we'd be in a much better place. Across the board, by the way. And I also think it's fairly realistic. Some of it's going to be harder than others, but I really think it's inherently something that we need to address, because I'm so sick of the money-grubbing, power-hungry people who say everything and do nothing. They promise the moon without really delivering anything, and I'm sick of it. And I know you're probably sick of it too. So you let me know. What do you think of my domestic plan? And like I said, if you need to, go back, rewind, pause, clip it, whatever you need to do, so that you have it in case you agree with any of those points and you want to reference them at another time. Let's do the general international principles I think we should have to save America. Number one on my international list: forbid all foreign ownership of media, social media, entertainment, infrastructure, energy, food, or property. They may rent land, but will not own. In other words, foreigners can't own things in America, subject to inspection or IRS audit as applicable. 2, all content or creator paid for ads from other countries must be boldly displayed or face penalty. 3, no politician or campaign may accept foreign money or foreign nationals' favors. 4, freeze all immigration for 10 years. Unless for reasons of national security. 5, review all H-1B visas and all entry-level positions. Yes, you heard me right. Not everybody's a doctor or a lawyer on an H-1B visa. All entry-level H-1B jobs will be terminated, and intermediate ones will be revised as necessary to allow Americans to get jobs in America. 6, companies who outsource labor for 70 cents in the dollar overseas will face penalties. 7, for every illegal alien who is caught by ICE, an invoice will be sent to their country of origin for 1 barrel of oil each, to be enforced with military action if their balance remains open. Yes, you heard me right. They will pay us back. I'm sick of this. They will pay us back. If you're legal, nothing to worry about. If you're illegal and you live here, we catch you, guess what? Your home country owes us at least 1 barrel of oil. And if you don't like it, how do you like this missile heading your direction? How do you like that? You like that idea? I think it's a good idea. Anybody who tells me, oh, well, Austin, that's kind of harsh. You know what's harsh? Getting ripped off. That's harsh. I'm going to deal with third world garbage overwhelmingly. Now, there are some talented people that come here. That's true. But it's not the majority. I can tell you that right now. Let's go to Israel. My 2 things about Israel that I want to talk about. Number 1, give Israel 4 years to become self-sufficient, then cut off all aid outside of sales of arms or any kind of sale that benefits America financially. Two, demand that Israel pay us back 10 cents on the dollar for everything we've been giving them as a show of good faith going forward. Notice I didn't say we stop defending them. I said we let them become self-sufficient and we stop giving them money for that. We can give them aid when it comes to our helping ourselves and them, but not just to help them. That's what I think. The Middle East in general, let's go to that. Number one, demand Islam go through a reformation to forbid and condemn jihad and advocations for Sharia law to replace domestic laws, with demands to be met with increasing tariffs if these demands are not met, and subsidize domestic energy to make up for the decrease in oil production coming in from overseas. Two, any aid that they seek from China before our demands are met will be met with corresponding force. Three, reward countries who are Islamic, who follow through, who reform, by reducing tariffs and increasing trade to reward them with preferable new trade deals. Four, place mines outside Iranian waters until their leadership is ousted and replaced with non-theocratic fascist bums. Five, cut back foreign oil trade while investing in nuclear energy in America and domestic drilling of oil. Six, establish non-reformed Islamic mosques in America as domestic terrorist groups to be dealt with to the fullest extent of the law. Let's go to North Korea. Number one, North Korean policy. Destroy all launch pads and establish a connection between North Korea and China and monitor it. Two, allow Japan to conscript their own military and have troops ready for any retaliation, and after which time they are self-sustaining, remove our troops from Japan. Let's go to Russia. Give Russia economic incentives to reduce their trade with China. Two, modify our NATO contract to create a buffer and cool tensions in Eastern Europe, establishing Ukraine and other states as border states to cool the tensions between Russia and the United States. Let's go to NATO. NATO policy, number one, revoke membership of states who do not contribute 2% of their GDP towards our defense, towards the defense of NATO. Two, each state pays now an additional 2% of their GDP to the United States to offset all the expense we've had to protect them while they've done nothing. Three, remove Turkey from NATO as they do not share our values. Let's go to China. You guys are overwhelmed yet? Good. You can go back and you can overplay it, like, play it over again later. Number one policy for China. Immediately impose 20% tariffs on all Chinese goods to be reduced by 10% when China reevaluates their currency. Two, refuse to accept Chinese students into America as they have a high espionage risk. Three, penalize all Chinese trade in our sphere of influence that aids in our adversaries, aka the cartels, aka Venezuela. Do I need to continue? Mexico policy number one. Mexico will have one of two choices to be made by their leadership. One, they will make a one-time payment to fund building our physical wall on the border. Or two, they will pay us one additional barrel of oil, for every illegal that they have helped smuggle over our border on top of the ones that are already in the country. If they refuse, operate and initiate Operation Winter. You might ask me, what's Operation Winter? I'll talk about Operation Winter if you want to hear about it another time. Two, give Mexican trade priority with America if demands above are met, and allow factories to remain in Mexico without tax penalty if our demands are met. Three, if our demands are not met, penalize Mexico with an increased with any increased trade during China to try to backdoor our incentives. My friends, that is my list. What do you think? I know I just gave you a lot of information, but I really think that it's important. I think that it's a good conversation starter. So you let me know what you think. You let me know if there's anything you agree or disagree with. And I think it's important for us to discuss these things because, I mean, I don't want to discuss the news any more than I have to with all the shootings going on. Trump is disappointing me on a lot of things, and I really hate to see it. But I'm curious to hear what you have to say about my list. Do you think I should run for Congress? Do you think, based on what you've heard, that I make a good congressman? Will you let me know what you think? Till then, I will talk to you all another time. I'm incredibly tired, and I have a long week ahead of me. I'm out of here. Peace.